A Winter Bride, written by Isla Dewar and read by Jane McFarlane.
Chapter 1. Teenage Kicks. Saturday night at the Locarno, and the heat was on. The place was heaving. The air reeked of booze, cigarettes and cheap perfume. The atmosphere was shrill with drama. Girls were screaming, boys were shouting. How could people be like this? Nell wondered. So frenzied, so wild, all raw emotion. She wouldn't behave so badly. Well, not in public anyway. Still, it was thrilling to see. She was a watcher from the wings. She never joined in, but what she saw made her gasp. Anything could happen here. There was a wall of people packed around the bar. At the door, two men were fighting, red-faced, spitting blood and fury. Somewhere near the bandstand, a man had punched his girlfriend. She was on the floor, wailing that she loved him, and she hadn't done nothing. Her friends were screaming that the puncher was a bastard. Upstairs, a girl was dancing on the parapet of the balcony. Boys below were looking up her skirt. Some people were just running about holding drinks aloft and bawling, letting off steam. A man was standing right in front of Nell, looking glazed, as if he temporarily lost contact with his brain. Someone had slit open his back pocket with a knife and removed his wallet. Blood oozed down his leg. He hadn't noticed. Nell watched it all in awe. This was where she and Carol came to get their weekly kicks, to see people let their hair down. Their mothers would be shocked. This place was strictly out of bounds. "Don't you ever go to the Locarno," Nell's mother Nancy said. "That place is heathen." Nell was grateful, though. If her mother hadn't so vehemently forbidden her to darken the Locarno's doors, she would never have come. She'd had to see what all the fuss was about. "Yeah, heathen," Nell thought. "It's great." People left their inhibitions at the door and went wild. Who could resist? Saturday nights were a reason to be alive. A few glistening, rowdy hours of laughter, booze and endless possibilities. If only life was always like this. But it wasn't. Real life, she glumly told herself, was what happened in the boring bits between Saturday nights. It was April 1959. Nell had turned 17 earlier in the year and was too young to be at the Locarno, which was for 18s and over, on account of it being licensed. She thought that she was in her prime, but that Carol, at 18, was past it. Well, for a teenager anyway. Women had two primes, according to Nell. One at 17 and another at 25. She didn't go beyond that. She couldn't imagine being 30, but was sure it would be dull. Carol was definitely too old to be coming to the Locarno. She should be settling down. A girl, Nell was convinced, should have a good time at 17, have met her true love at 18, be engaged at 19, and marry at 21. Somewhere along the line, she should also lose her virginity. Nell was planning to do this in the next 6 months. She hadn't yet met anyone to do it with, though. That was a bit of a worry. Right now, the dance floor was packed with people pressed close, groin to groin, cheek to cheek, shuffling on their few square inches of space, hips swaying in time to the song. Above, the glitter ball swirled slowly, flickering splashes of light across the sea of bobbing heads. A cloud of cigarette smoke shifted, curling towards the ceiling. Nell leaned against a pillar, watching the action.